3 months old, and the two eldest are both 8. I've got 3 boys, 4 girls, and they keep me going, keep me alive. But even them, they'll come and they'll say, "What can we do for you today, Nan?" They're tremendous. They really are lovely.
What can they do for you?
Well, one of the eldest who comes, as I say, I see more of my daughter's children than I do of my son's, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. He's 8 and he'll come and make me a cup of tea. And a lot of the time I go to bed early and he'll just sit beside me, and or he'll bring a video down from home and he'll put the video on. And little Ben, that's Dalton, and little Ben, he's only 4, but he comes in and he says, "You're not going into hospital anymore, are you, Nan? You're not going to hospital anymore." But all the time I was in hospital, he came running in and it was, "Are you coming home today? Are you coming home today?" And the other children, I've got Dylan, he's the eldest on my son's side, Danielle, Olivia, Charlotte, and the youngest one's Katie. And they don't really know so much about me as what the other two do, but they come in and they'll say hello, Nan, and go off and play with a few toys that we've got in the front room. But it's nice to see them growing up. And all I hope is that they get older and I can see it. Because that is one of my... It's funny, but you don't think about it until you get into bed at night. And you get into bed at night and you start thinking about things. And I just hope I'm around when they get into their teenager, you know, and see what they're like and the way they grow up. Because you think things have gone so badly this year and I've deteriorated so much in the last year, it makes me wonder what next year's going to bring. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but that's how it makes you feel.
How has Tony managed to run the pub without you?
Extremely well. He's... had extra staffing, obviously, to count for the